The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenant seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other slaves more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes.' Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on the stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls." When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parable, they realized that he was speaking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may go ahead and be seated. So whenever I hear that parable, I always have to wonder, what were those workers in the vineyard thinking? Why on earth did they think that if they killed the vineyard owner's son, that they would get the inheritance? There's no question that this parable convicts the religious leaders. They were convicted because they were not listening to the prophets. They were not listening to Jesus either. They knew that the vineyard was a metaphor for God's creation, for God's people, for the church. And the religious leaders were not tending that vineyard very well. They lost sight of whose vineyard this really was. They became very possessive, controlling. They controlled who found favor in God's eyes and who didn't. They controlled who received forgiveness and who didn't. Jesus challenged them, and they were convicted. They wanted to arrest him, to silence him, to put him away. How are we doing? How are we doing with tending this vineyard of our God? Does this parable convict us? At the very least, it challenges us. It challenges us to remember whose vineyard in which we live. It challenges us, whose church is this? Whose creation is this? We're challenged to remember who we are, that we are servants who are entrusted with the responsibility of tending the vineyard, of being the church in the world today. So how are we doing? How are we doing with tending to one another? Are we being tender as we live in this world? Well, I don't know about you, but this parable convicts me. It convicts me in the sense of judgment, yes, and also in the sense of shaking me down to what I believe the most, what I hold most dear. Let me give you an example that I'm willing to share. My daughter is a high school senior, and she'll go to college next year. She's received a nice scholarship to play softball at Corbin University, and with her grades, will also receive an academic scholarship. And we're very thankful for this, because as you know, college is expensive. These scholarships don't cover everything, but they take a nice chunk out of that expense. So now we're doing some calculating and some figuring and how to make this work for her to follow her dream to go to college and play softball. Well, on Wednesday morning, Mary Nelson came to the Seniors Together event. How many of you were, any of you there on Wednesday to hear Mary speak? Okay, a couple of you were there. Mary came to speak to us about the ministry of the Safi School Project in Tanzania, and about how through the support of Safi that many more young men and women have access to education. Not just a good education, but a great education, because the school in which Safi supports, these students are now passing their national exams with high percentages. What was the percent, Mary, of students? 100% of, and when Safi first started supporting the school, what was that percent?
Zero.
Zero to 100, that's pretty good. That's pretty awesome. So one of the significant ways Safi supports these students is through sponsoring them, sponsoring students with a scholarship to attend school. How many of you, any of you support a student or have supported a student in the past? Some of you have. Thank you for that very important ministry. Because as I was listening to Mary speak, I was convicted. I realized, even before Harry said it, that my children have been blessed with the opportunity to have an education through the public school system at no cost. An education that offers them opportunities, offers them a promising future, to where the thought of going to college is one that isn't a big surprise. And as Mary was speaking, behind her scrolled many, many pictures of the students in Tanzania. And I had this feeling, and I've had this feeling for a while, that I have to do something, but I wasn't quite sure what. Because God reminded me, seeing these beautiful faces, that these are God's children too. These are our children. You know, we have so much here. We don't even know. I don't even know. You know, we work hard. And in the midst of all that we have as the fruits of our hard work, we forget. It's too easy to forget that all of creation is God's vineyard. That the things and the abilities that we have, who we are, is a gift from God. That it really is not ours. And that we are called to live as servants in God's vineyard. To be tenders of this vineyard, and to be tender as we reach out in love to all of God's children. So, I know that as I figure out how to send my daughter to college, how to do that financially, that I also need to figure out how to sponsor a student through the Safi School Project. Eric doesn't know that yet, but you do. No. You know, and I find myself wishing that it was more. And maybe God is calling me to more. But I know that at least it's something. And I know that gift of an education and what a difference that has made for me, and that will make a profound difference in the life of at least one person. Because the truth is, we can't do everything. But each and every one of us can do something. Something to be good stewards, good tenders of the many gifts that God has given us. How is God convicting you? How is God calling you to be a good steward and a faithful worker in God's vineyard? The inheritance is already ours. Jesus has given us, he has given us the kingdom. The love and the promises of God surround us each and every day of our lives, with each and every breath that we take. And when we take that final breath, the promises of God will be ours in all of their completeness. There's absolutely nothing that can keep us from the love of God. So how do we live this love in our lives? How do we tend to God's vineyard, tenderly loving all of creation and all of God's children? Frederick Buechner writes, "The one who judges us most finally is also the one who loves us most fully." So today I encourage you to listen. To listen to how God is convicting you. And I think you're going to feel it. At least I feel it deep in my heart, and I just know that this is how God is calling me. It could be something here at St. Mark at church. It could be something with Mountain View Elementary School. It could be something in Tanzania through the Safi School Project. It could be something completely different. If you don't know, ask God. Ask God, how are you calling me to tenderly live out your love in my life? It might be something very simple, yet very profound. How are you calling me to tenderly live out your love in my life? And then listen. Because God is calling you to something. Because God is always calling us. Calling us to love tenderly as we tend to his vineyard. Amen.